It's time for winter singing. Hello there, welcome to the special winter edition of the Wagon Load of Monkeys here on Radio Catskill with me, Graham Rice. A whole hour of music and winter singing and the occasional reading, all celebrating the winter season. Let's make an Anglo-American start with an American poem read by an Englishman, written by Robert Frost. This is Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening, read by Ashley Hutchins of the Albion Christmas Band.
Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near, between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sounds the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep.
Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening is a poem written by Robert Frost and published in 1923 in his collection called New Hampshire, and it was read there by Ashley Hutchins, founder member of Fairport Convention and of Steel Ice Band and of the Albion Band, and a range of other Albion spin-offs. The album is Magic Touch from the Albion Christmas Band, and Frost called that poem My Best Bid for Remembrance. Seems to have done the trick. Right, let's kick off with the winter music. First, Mohuli and Tido, Fire and Wine.
Winter's coming, we live a shorter day. The sun is haunting for a place to stay, and Jack Frost's fingers are in the wind. Till the break of day. sunset brings us to the singers and the drinkers' glass in hand. Roll up smokers, cards and jokers, listeners all who sit and stand. Now is the time.
Uhuri and Tido, that's spelled T-I-D-O-W, who are singer-songwriter Heidi Tido and her wife, singer-songwriter and pianist Belinda O'Tooley, with Fire and Wine from their album Winter Folk, which deals with some of the darker aspects of the season and which considers the season in a more real, raw even way than usual, covering issues such as the absence or loss of children, domestic violence, global warming, poverty, migration and loneliness. Not your usual winter record, and all the better for it. Next up, Ninebarrow, Fearing for the Wren, one of the birds that is traditionally the focus of some rather cruel winter ceremonials in Old England that would not now be appreciated. Followed by London Lights from Songs of Separation.
Beneath this leaden sky,
Sleep on. still they keep my baby warm. Sleep on, sleep on, my blue-eyed treasure. Oh, our wandering days will soon be done. See how those London lights are shining through the frost and falling snow. Sleep on, sleep on, my blue-eyed treasure. Oh, your mother's gone, nowhere to go. See how those London lights are shining,
how they shine.
See how those London lights are shining through the frost and falling snow. Sleep on, sleep on, my blue-eyed treasure. Oh, your mother's got nowhere to go. London Lights from Songs of Separation, and before that, Nine Barrow, who are John Whitley on vocals, organ, ukulele, mandola and piano, and Jay Labouchardière on vocals and reed organ. They're from Dorset, on the way into the southwest of England. Labouchardière, good old English name. And the track you heard was called Winter King, from their album When the Blackthorn Burns, from 2014. Birds feature quite a lot in this selection, and here's a song by Jackie Oates about garden birds and their folklores. It's called Robin Tells of Winter. On the hill, Robin tells of winter. The English robin is an all-year-round garden bird, unlike the American robin that migrates. From Jackie Oates on vocals and fiddle and John Parker on the double bass, the album is Gracious Wings. Next up, Pete Shirley and Sarah McCade. When Winter Rides In, and then Low Winter Sun.
Gathering swallows, see how they flow, see how the night sink like a stone, see how the leaves spin in the gale, winter rides in on the last horse's tail. I'll light a lamp right in your way, I'll light a lamp. Yesterday's ghosts faded away, they won't darken your door today. Rain in the valley, fog in the vale, winter rides in on the last horse's tail. I'll light a lamp right in your way, I'll light a lamp. Not a breath of wind in the sky today, not a breath of wind blow the clouds away. Rain in the valley falls like a veil, winter rides in on the last horse's tail. I light a lamp right in your way, I light a lamp these darkened days. I lay a road straight and true, I lay a road, I'll walk it with you. I lay a road straight and true, I lay a road, I'll walk it. Of all the cares
And I'm driving blind. This day will soon be done. The winter sun.
We're big fans of Sarah McCaid here on The Waggerload, and we just heard a track from her 2014 album Walking Into White, and it was called Low Winter Sun. And Sarah lives in Cornwall in the southwest of England these days, and to record that album, Walking Into White, she travelled to Cornwall. That's Cornwall, New York, on the Hudson, not far from Storm King. And before that, we heard Peter Shirley, who's a singer-songwriter from Stoke-on-Trent in the English Midlands, which used to be the pottery capital of the world. The song was When Winter Rides In, and the album Sunset, Katie and Other Stories from 2015. Next time on the Waggerload of Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, here on Radio Catskill, we'll be looking ahead, looking forward to the holidays, with British and Irish folk music, plus an extra large end-of-year helping of recent releases. So join me, please, on Sunday afternoon at 3.
Holidays are coming, holidays are coming, holidays are coming, holidays.
Every Sunday afternoon, right after Folk Plus, Radio Catskill brings you the Waggerload of Monkeys with me, Graham Rice. An hour of British and Irish folk music, songs and tunes, old and new, acoustic and electric. Following on from Folk Plus to bring you two exceptional hours of the finest folk music from both sides of the Atlantic. Every Sunday afternoon. It's that simple. Just stay tuned to Radio Catskill.
One does not simply defund public radio. Yes, Congress has voted to eliminate federal funding for public media, including Radio Catskill. Starting in October, we lose 25% of our budget because of this decision. Are we frustrated? Of course! But like Frodo on the long road to Mordor, we're not turning back. We're still here, serving the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania with independent news, music and community voices. And with your help, we will endure, defunded but not defeated. Stand with us, join the fellowship, support Radio Catskill today, wjffradio.org. And please fill out our community survey while you're about it. Thank you.
Late lies the wintry sun abed, a frost in fiery sleepyhead. Blinks but an hour or two, and then a blood-red orange sets again. Before the stars have left the skies, at morning in the dark I rise, and shivering in my nakedness, by the cold candle bathe and dress. Close by the jolly fire I sit, to warm my frozen bones a bit, or with reindeer sled explore the colder countries round the door. When to go out, my nurse doth wrap me in comforter and cap. The cold wind burns my face and blows its frosty pepper up my nose. Black are my steps on silver sod, thick blows my frosty breath abroad, and tree and house and hill and lake are frosted like a wedding cake. That was Wintertime by Robert Louis Stevenson. Now let's start part two with a wassail, a traditional song and ceremony at the year's end and the year's beginning that brings a fruitful apple harvest later in the year. We'll hear the apple tree wassail from the Watersons, and then we'll hear a Richard Thompson song we don't hear so often, The Poor Ditching Boy.
Oh, a lily, white lily, oh, lily, white pin,
please to come down and let us come in. Lily, oh, lily, white smock, please to come down and pull back the lock.
Lyrics.
Our was ale, jolly was ale, joy come to our jolly was ale. Next year.
Oh, master and mistress, how are you within?
Please to come down and pull back the pin.
Fill it.
Our was ale, jolly was ale. Joy come to our jolly was ale.
How well the may bloom.
How well the may bear. So we may all have pulls and cider next year.
There was an old farmer and he had an old cow.
Would sell to milk her, he didn't know how. He put his old cow down in his old barn, and a little more liquor won't do us no harm. Ah, me boys, ah, me boys, ah, and a little more liquor won't do us no harm. Our was ale, jolly was ale, joy come to our jolly was ale.
How well the may bloom,
how well the may bear, so we may have apples and cider next year. For the ringles and the jingles and the tenor of the song goes merrily, merrily, merrily. For the tenor of the song goes merrily.
Fulls, capfuls, three bushel bagfuls, little leaps under the stairs.
Hip hip, hooray!
Was there ever a winter so cold and so sad? The river too weary to flow? Storm in the wind that cut through to my skin, but she cut through to my blood. I was looking for trouble to tangle my life, trouble came looking for me. I knew I was standing on treacherous ground. I was sinking too fast to run free. With a screaming, I'd always she left me far enough. The storm in a wind cut through to my skin, but she cut through to my blood. I would not be asking, I would not be seen, begging on mountain or hill. But I'm ready and blind, with my hands tied behind. I'm neither a mind nor a will. With a scheming, I'd always she left me poor enough. The storm in a wind cut through to my skin, but she cut through. It's bitter, the meat of the poor ditching boy. He'll always believe what they say. They tell him it's hard to be honest and true. Doesn't mind if he doesn't get paid. With a screaming, I'd always she left me far.
Two tracks from the fourth CD in the Midwinter boxed set. The fourth CD is entitled The Old and the New. First, The Apple Tree Wassail from the Watersons, also found on their album Four Pence and Spicy Ale. Wassail songs were sung in the orchards to encourage a good crop. They all began in pagan days, and some have been strongly Christianized, as you might say, that one less than most. And then we heard Richard Thompson with The Poor Ditching Boy, and that song originally appeared on his first solo album, Henry the Human Fly, in 1972. We just heard a live version from 27 years later. Now, we can't hear this winter material without a poem set to music, so let's hear the words of the 19th century English poet Christina Rossetti in a familiar setting from England's finest, The Unthanks. And first, winter singing from The Imagined Village.
In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen
In the Bleak Midwinter is a Christmas carol, actually, based on a poem by the English poet Christina Rossetti that was first published under the title A Christmas Carol in Scribner's Monthly Magazine, the January 1872 edition. It was first set to music by Gustav Holst and appeared in the English Hymnal of 1906, and that setting was adopted by Harold Dark, in 1911.
See the light, Santa's alive. It is time. This is our beginning in the sound. We are found. It is time for our winter singing.
The fish from plenty, you enjoy everything that is good. Do you grumble to think on the poor? The time will come when our Saviour on earth all the world shall agree with one voice. All nations unite to salute the blessed morn, and the whole of the earth shall rejoice. When grim death's deprived of his killing sting, and the grave rules triumphant no more, saints, angels and men, hallelujah, shall sing. Then the rich must remember war.
First there, a song written and sung and played by the Imagine Village. See the night, set alight, it's time, this is our beginning. In the sound we have found, it's time for winter singing. The Imagine Village, winter singing from their 2012 album Bending the Dark. And the perennial, but always essential message, Time to Remember the Poor, from Waterston Carthy, with The Devil's Interval. And the album is Holy Heathens and the Old Green Man. Shall we have another poem? This is The Wintry Starter, a lovely poem by the English writer Thomas Hardy, better known for his novels, The Darkling Thrush. I leant upon a coppice gate when frost was spectre grey and winter's dregs made desolate the weakening of the day. The tangled bine-stems scored the sky like strings of broken lyres, and all mankind that haunted high had sought their household fires. The Darkling Thrush, from Thomas Hardy. OK, that's it for the special edition of the Wackerlud Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, here on Radio Catskill. And we're playing out with Frosty Reception and Ring Out Wild Bells from the Albion Christmas Band. Incidental music has been Gracious Wings from Jackie Oates. And as ever, we approach the holidays, spare a gift of support for the homeless in our listening area. We may be comfortable, our friends and family may be comfortable, but there are those who are not. Please support them and whichever organisation you prefer. OK, please stay tuned for City Arts and Lectures, and please join me next Sunday at 3. Drive like a jackass. Bye now.
Dickens on the Delaware is December 13th, when historic Calicoon transforms into a Victorian winter wonderland. Shopkeepers and townsfolk in Victorian costume bring the holiday spirit to life with two holiday makers markets, horse and buggy rides, street performances, and a festive Victorian ball. Dickens on the Delaware, Saturday, December 13th, starting at 11 a.m., featuring town-wide holiday specials all day long. Full schedule at visitcalicoon.com. Brought to you by the Calicoon Business Association.
Healthcare premiums could rise 25% for people using the Affordable Care Act if Obamacare subsidies expire. The debate on how to protect Americans from those costs is ongoing. But it's also worth thinking about the fact that the subsidies are set to expire at all, meaning they've always been temporary. So how did a government subsidy that was supposed to be finite become something millions of Americans cannot live without? That's on the next On Point.
Monday morning at 11 on Radio Catskill.
Next time on City Arts and Lectures, literary lion Salman Rushdie, the internationally renowned author of over 15 novels, is out with a new short story collection. He'll talk about that and the impacts of a 2022 assassination attempt on his life. With Pulomi Saha, a professor at the University of California, Berkeley. That's next time on City Arts and Lectures on this public radio station.
City Arts and Lectures, this afternoon at 4 on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, streaming online at wjffradio.org. This is Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.